people who write a book, invent a new product, write a song, want to make sure their intellectual property is protected and potentially profitable for them. On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney Vincent Lotempio talks about those protections. If you have a bright idea, can it be protected legally?
Absolutely. You know, ideas, basically intellectual property is protected through patent, trademark, copyright, or even trade secrets.
Do you have people who come in and you have to tell them that, no, you can't protect it?
Absolutely. You know, when you come in, I think the biggest thing, too, is it's a business tool, intellectual property. And I want to know that whoever comes into the office has a business plan and they know what they're going to do with that intellectual property. But, you know, basically, to be protectable, a patent has to be new, useful, and a non-obvious improvement over what's out there.
Some of this stuff isn't a patent. I mean, if you write a book, if you're James Patterson, can James Patterson protect a book with his name on it?
Absolutely, and that's copyright. And certainly books, music, pictorial things like art is protectable through copyright. You know, I use the example of the Coca-Cola bottle to tell people what the difference between patent, trademark, and copyright are. Including trade secrets. Now, the Coca-Cola bottle, 1962, they registered the trademark for the configuration of the bottle. They call it trade dress. And, of course, the name Coca-Cola and the way it's written, the font, is their trademark. It tells people that Coca-Cola is making this, not Pepsi-Cola. Inside of the bottle is a trade secret. It's the way they make Coca-Cola. The bottle itself, it could be considered a work of art, and it could be copyright. And, of course, the bottle itself, it has utility. It does something. If you were the first person to invent the bottle 3,000 years ago, then you can get a patent on the utility of a container that holds the liquid. So the Coca-Cola bottle is a great example of all different types of intellectual property.
If you have a business and you want a unique signature, the font on the sign out front, the name of your particular kind of pizza, the layout of the store, can you in some way legally protect that?
You've seen the movie where they try to do McDougal's instead of McDonald's. And, you know, they're certainly confusingly similar. And even the seats, the way it's set up, they can be trade dress. In fact, there's a case right now that Tennessee whiskey maker Jack Daniels is suing another Tennessee whiskey maker for just making the same shape of bottle and the same type of font on their letterhead. But certainly that's protectable through trademarks.
You mentioned Jack Daniels. Can Jack Daniels protect the label on its whiskey bottles, or can one of the many wineries along Lake Erie and Lake Ontario in this area protect their name, the name of the winery, the label they put on the bottles?
Absolutely. And I think a big part with the wineries right now is they have this thing called a COLA, where they have to have a certain certificate of what's on those labels. And a lot of times wineries think that if they got their COLA, they got their certification to put the label on, that they're home free because they've done all the federal regulations. They followed all the federal regulations and they should be able to keep that bottle. But as it turns out, if they put somebody else's trademark on that, or if they have a trademark they think that's their own that somebody else had registered, well, they'll have to take all those labels off their wine bottles and start all over from scratch, because they need to have trademarks that are, you know, a registered trademark on there so that they won't have to take those labels off.
As far as the European Union is concerned, and in large parts of the world, if it's champagne, it's got to be from champagne, or if it's Parmesan, it has to be from Parma. We're pretty casual in this country about champagne from the Finger Lakes, or, you know, whatever kind of cheese from wherever, even if it's supposed to be coming from Parma. Can you do that?
Well, there are certain rules with regard to the colas and with regard to the wine labels that there's geographic limitations of what you can put on the labels. And certainly, if there is a registered trademark on champagne, for instance, or Parma, if it's all local. So what I mean by local is country. So if you have a registered trademark in the U.S., I can go across the border and sell that same thing in Canada with that name, or even that patent if it was a patented product. I can go to Canada and sell it, or go to some country in Europe and sell it if there's no registration in that. So certainly, yeah, you have to, it's a worldwide thing.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney Vincent Lotempio has been here, and we've been talking about intellectual property, the product of the human mind. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.